we didn't record a podcast episode this week, so we have to record it today and release it today.
Yeah, they wouldn't have known that.
Now they know. We want to be transparent with our listeners, and we don't want to assume that they're stupid.
I wasn't assuming they were stupid. I was just going to fool them.
That kind of... I don't know. Okay, so... it's not like we're busy. We could totally, but we need to prioritize a little bit.
I mean...
Yeah, we are busy.
We are busy.
We are busy, but...
And it's not so easy to record the podcast with a baby, because we have to time it with a nap.
Yeah.
And it's not always like... Just because she's napping, it means you have time.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have to try to time it, and sometimes she doesn't want to sleep in the carrier, and it's a...
We need to find a... I mean, for her, it's still, like, you know, sleeping not everywhere and sleeping alone, obviously, and stuff like that. So we need to find a thing that works for her, which also works for us, and then we can maybe find a new schedule around that. Yeah. Well, we're doing our work, and since... Joe is still, you know, our only Patreon member. We don't feel super obligated, but if there would be more Patreon members and say hi to Joe for us,
Joe.
We might feel more obligated to, you know, prioritize the podcast more. So this is a message to you people. If you want to support us.
What do you mean by you people?
Like all our listeners. No matter what skin color, age, religion, entity. Yeah, maybe ghost. Let's see what
that'd be cool.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm enjoying this party.
Maybe that's why our numbers aren't as good though, because it's all ghosts, and so they don't show up.
That could be because they're listening.
We're actually like the most popular podcast amongst ghosts.
They're listening on ghost devices, like ghost iPhone, and obviously it doesn't track.
Yeah.
God damn it. Maybe I can find out if there's like a stats for ghosts.
Like I think that's kind of the point. They don't want to be seen.
Okay, let's get into the episode. Everybody, thank you for subscribing and liking the podcast and reviewing the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcast. And Google Podcast died, at least in America, which is kind of sad because I like the app a lot.
Me too.
It's usable still here. I didn't know that until July or June.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, after that, Google, like classic Google, Google has something. It doesn't work out super well. They don't put any time into it to make it better and then just kill it. Okay, today we're talking about unpopular opinions. Let's quickly specify what an unpopular opinion is.
It's an opinion that's not popular.
Right.
Here's an example.
Your mom sucks.
I was going to say something about your face, but...
My face sucks. That's an unpopular opinion.
No, that's a popular opinion.
That's true. It's in the newspaper at least once a week here. Popular opinion. Wolfgang Kian's face sucks. And everybody's like, who is that guy?
Every opinion piece in the paper is about your face. up piece.
Okay. So, no. We have a bunch of unpopular opinions.
Yeah, but do you have one specifically? Like, do you have an unpopular opinion for yourself? I have one, yes. And people get really mad at me for it.
I do, but I don't think it's super unpopular. I think it's actually pretty popular, or at least people don't talk about it, but the Avatar movies are shit.
I agree.
They're shit. Those movies are shit. Besides the technological achievement that they brought in terms of camera department, like gear, and also CG, the movies are shit.
I agree.
Like, it's they're the worst kind of movies because they're just shiny. They don't have anything to add to whatever.
Agree.
Yep. I don't think that's unpopular, but yeah.
Mine, people get really mad at me.
What is it?
I don't like fresh out of the oven cookies, like fresh baked cookies.
Yeah, see, I don't like them either.
I don't like
them.
Same with brownies. I like cookie dough.
Yeah.
Like, I love cookie dough. and I like cookies that have completely cooled.
Yeah.
And are no longer warm.
Yeah.
But people get really mad at me
for that. Brownies, like, brownies the next day is better than the first day.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But I think people know that.
I have another unpopular opinion.
Okay.
And I just forgot it. God damn it. I actually really have one, but I forgot it.
Okay.
Because yours just captivated me so much. No, but maybe I can think of it. So, do you want to just start?
Yeah. I've just found like a Reddit page because there's a couple that are really funny.
I mean, there's a Reddit for unpopular opinions. Yeah. Yeah. I'll just go wrong and just throw that one in. Okay. People will die. So we all die and will soon be forgotten.
Yeah, that's not an unpopular. That's an unpopular opinion.
I think so, because nobody really acknowledges it, and people also try to not be forgotten by doing things. Like, I mean, we're doing something. We're putting something out there. I mean, that's not the purpose for us to be here forever. If you're listening to this in the year of 3055, shout out to my granddaughter or grand-grandson. I don't know. Or to the aliens that are listening to it? I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a weird, unpopular opinion. If you make yourself laugh.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was the opposite. It says if you make yourself laugh, something is going right. I thought it was something is not going right. And I'm like, that would be really unpopular. Okay, here's one. I like hearing train horns.
Mm-hmm. See, I can see that.
But if you heard them all the time, I mean, that's the one guy who likes it.
Basically comes in his pants when he hears them. I don't think the thing is that's so specific to hearing train horns, because you have to live somewhere where you have train horns. But I think it's an unpopular opinion because simply they can get annoying.
They're like if you so live loud.
Next to a train track or near a train track and you hear them every day at certain times.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would hate it. You would totally hate it. People who are nice just want something from you.
Ooh, I don't like that.
I know, but...
There are some people, sure. But that's a very skeptic view of everybody who's nice just wants something.
Maybe they just want to be nice. You want to specify, like, want something, it could also be like they want to be liked. That's wanting something.
Yeah, but you can be nice.
I'm a people pleaser. I don't like when people don't like me.
I am too, but I've gotten better at not caring if people like me or not.
Yeah.
And I genuinely just am nice because it makes me feel good to be nice. Like, I don't care if they like me for being nice. I just want to be nice so I know that I was a nice person.
Sure. No, I mean the same. I try to be kind. I believe I am a kind person.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that being kind, you get kindness in return. So what you put out there, you could put something back. But I also can see this, like if people get fucked over a lot by people, and they just, you know, they're susceptible for being taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that people at some point adapt that view of, okay, if someone is nice to me, they want something.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. I want to suck your cock. What do you want? What do you really want?
Okay, this one's kind of crazy.
Okay.
Getting dumped or dumping someone over a text is totally fine and even the better option.
Yes. I mean, wow. There's so much to unpack there. That's something a millennial would say, like Gen Z. Are we? No, we're not Gen Z. We're
millennials.
Oh, we're not. We're Gen X. Gen X is the next.
Yeah.
So that's something a Gen X would say, I think.
I agree.
Because they're like, I don't want to confront anybody. I don't want to hurt anybody. So I'll just do it like this and rip the bandit off quickly. And the thing is, maybe sometimes doing like a little hint, not hint, but doing like a little pre-warning, like, hey, you know, we need to talk, blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, it's not working out, but let's just talk or whatever, then maybe yes, something like that, but not just like, hey, it's over, done.
Mm-hmm.
I had that happen to me and it sucked. and not even the person did it, but a friend of that person. And that sucked a lot. So no, I don't think that's, I mean, it's an unpopular opinion, but it's, I think it's like super false.
I agree. I mean, it's always better to tell the person in person. And I think texting is the coward's way out.
Yeah.
It's totally, it's just, you're a coward if you do that.
Also.
And it doesn't teach you anything.
Right.
It shows no. You need to learn how to be able to say no to people, and dumping someone is kind of saying no to them. It's saying no to the relationship. It's saying, I don't want this anymore. And if you're not able to communicate that, there's deeper problems.
Yep.
If you can't face somebody.
Right. It shows that
you should be hard.
Problems.
That's the point. That means it was meaningful. Isn't that a thing? They say, like, if it's hard, if it's something that's difficult, it means it was meaningful. It means it meant something.
Yeah. And also, I mean, if dumping also includes someone getting hurt, one person usually gets hurt more than the other.
Yeah.
And it just shows that you're very immature emotionally to not being able to step up and face.
You have to be able to accept the fact that you're going to hurt that person.
Right.
And
right.
That's, yeah.
Right. Close relationships with your exes are a healthy part of life.
I agree to an extent.
Like healthy, the healthy part is like, because that means if you don't have close relationships with exes, it's not healthy.
For me, it's more about what's the definition of close relationship.
Right.
I think a relationship
like
being
your
able
mom
to
and your
be.
Dad.
I love that.
They're close.
Yeah.
I would say they're very close. They love each other and they respect each other and they're exes.
Yeah.
Me and Melanie, technically.
Yeah.
I mean, we're close. We like each other. We appreciate the friendship we have. And I think you have a friendship with her now too.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I wouldn't say that if it would be the other way where we have no contact at all, it would be unhealthy.
I don't think so either. I don't think it's unhealthy.
Unless you see that person all the time and you avoid them and you're just being weird around it, then I would say, yes, it is kind of unhealthy and it's kind of weird. You know, if you like would run into my ex every day and there would not be some sort of, at least, you know, saying hi, being nice to each other.
Yeah.
Then it would be super weird and it would be unhealthy kind of, because you're ignoring something that is clearly there.
Yeah.
And it's also, again, something very immature about it. And I mean, I've seen with my dad, he held grudges for a long time and he like expresses them once in a while where he still says that he doesn't understand why my mom left him and stuff like that, or why it broke apart. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude,
it was a mutual thing.
I mean, kind of, but it's been almost 20 years that you're
also he's remarried.
Yeah. It's
and
weird.
They would never, it's so funny when you look, this is totally off topic, but sometimes when you look at people who like people who got divorced and you thought like they were a nice couple when they were together.
Yeah.
Once you see them divorced, you're like, oh, that never worked. Like, how did they ever fit together? Yeah. And I think especially if you come into the relationship after the fact.
Yeah.
So like I came into the family after they'd been divorced. And so I only knew them divorced. And I've never been able to imagine how the hell did those two fit together.
Yeah,
their personalities don't match.
Yeah.
Like they don't work. Yeah. And it's the same with my parents, even though I grew up with them.
The thing is,
there
I
are
can
aspects
see
that
them
work.
Trying to, and I can see them part of it working.
There are aspects that really work, and that's the aspects that keep them friends, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as like a romantic relationship, it doesn't complement each other. And I don't mean that mom and dad. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean in a great way. I have said this before. I'm so grateful.
She literally just said before we recorded a podcast that she doesn't mean that in a great way.
Zach and I have both expressed that it's as strange as it sounds, we're grateful that our parents got divorced because it ended up being such a good thing for their relationship, but also our relationship with them.
You said because of the presents, because you get Christmas twice and presents
twice. We never got Christmas twice. We still did Christmas together. We wanted Christmas twice.
You messed up there, Patty, Joe.
Okay.
Yep.
This one is just funny to me. Dark hair and blonde highlights.
Ugh.
No. I mean, this was early 2000s. I was going to say, this is clearly a millennial. This is someone our age, because that was a thing that we all did. I did it.
Yeah.
But sorry, no, not anymore.
The words "I love you" are meaningless.
Meaningless?
Yeah.
They can be.
The thing is,
they can be used as a weapon.
I kind of agree that they're meaningless because
you put meaning behind them, though.
Right, you put meaning behind them.
The words, every word is meaningless
by stuff that you do, by the stuff that you show them.
Yeah,
yeah, but
also it's how you say it. It's not just like
"I love you."
There are times where, you know, if we're like going to bed or something, and I have this thing where I just have to, like, when I go to bed, I have to say "I love you," and I like to hear it back. And I think that you don't need that. And so when you say it back, sometimes you're like, "I love you. I love you." Where it's like not even words. It's just,
Yeah. That's true.
And I'm like, he didn't mean that.
No, I do. I always mean it.
I know you do.
Yeah.
But I think you're right in that it's about the actions behind it. And it's about if you say it, but then don't show it ever, then yes, I agree. But to say that it's always meaningless, that makes me sad for that person.
Okay.
Who wrote it?
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Cynic people who have been hurt maybe and have had not great relationships in the past maybe. I don't know.
This is one for you. Graphics in video games shouldn't get better.
Shouldn't. I mean, I would like explanation why that person thinks that that's true. The thing is, if the I think I get the problem, why I get maybe the reason behind that, because
like
people,
if it's too realistic.
No. People, the problem is people, and with a lot of games these days, that's the case, is where the graphic is so shiny and so polished and looks so nice, but the rest is shit. Like the story shit, the gameplay shit. Mm-hmm. And a lot of newer games have that problem, or it's not done properly. It has many bugs, but it just looks great, you know? Mm-hmm.
But it could also just be someone who's really into old school games, like the Atari games, you like that style and you don't want the realistic games because it takes you... I feel like gaming for a lot of people is like to take you out of the real world. And if all of the games start to look like the real world.
No, because.
You can't say no. I'm just saying maybe that's what the person.
Maybe. But I don't.
That would be the case for me.
I don't think so, because a game immerses you and a game uses graphics to immerse you. And the problem is that a lot of people think the games in the days were, like back in the days, were better. And that's to extent true, because games back then were just more polished and there were not like a live service thing or a DLC coming out that made it better or bug fixes, but they were just done right. But most of the games that you think like are so great, and when you play them today, they are shit. The gameplay mechanics are old school. The graphics don't look great anymore, especially like in the early 3D area. So no, I disagree. That's a bullshit opinion, because if you would say that, then you would say, okay, every technical advancement in computers and cars and whatever is pointless. It's the same thing. It's like, no, it's evolving.
I don't think you can go so far as to
it
say just from that opinion it means all of that.
Nah, sure, but it serves
but
the
I
art.
The thing is, for me, I would understand it from a point where I said it, because I mean, then just don't play the realistic games, fine. But I personally would much rather play games that don't look realistic versus the ones that look more realistic. Because for me, if I'm playing, I want to be taken away from, you know, everything else.
Sure.
And if I'm playing something that's so realistic looking.
I mean, Grand Theft Auto, for example, a lot of people love to play because it's a simulation of the real world, essentially. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the more realistic it gets, the more immersive.
It's weird because I like simulations, but I don't like them to look super real. Like if I'm playing The Sims, fine. Or if I would play like Roller Coaster Tycoon, you know, technically it's a simulation game.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. I don't want my games to be super real life looking.
Sure. I mean, that could also be it. Yeah. Cancel culture is scary, too powerful, and unproductive.
I agree.
Yes. Simply because the mob on the internet is very powerful and strong. And we have seen cases where cancel culture destroyed livelihoods mm-hmm. and careers simply based off accusations that
yeah.
later were not even true or partly untrue. It's not only with people, it's also with movies and stuff like that. Where we have seen things come out and people just hated on it for no fucking reason. Games got shit reviewed. Like there's this bomb review thing on Steam now where people just, they're unhappy with something and they just bomb review that and they don't think about how the studios may be affected by it.
Yeah.
How the people who work for the studio. And so, yes, I feel like cancel culture is...
It's dangerous.
It's dangerous because it sometimes gets to a point where it's not controllable anymore.
Well, that's the problem with the internet in general. I mean, you know, you can spread so much false information. Yeah. And even if there are things like, I mean, it's hard to put like sexual assault accusations into the box.
Yeah.
Because you should, as a survivor myself, you should believe people who come out with their story. Sure. But I also very much believe in, I get shit for this, but I very much believe in, like, if you're going to make an accusation, I don't know how to phrase it. It should be truthful, obviously. And there are people who make false accusations, especially, I think, in Hollywood.
I mean, not to, Hollywood in general, to get, but in limelight,
to get something out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Granted, I think that that's much less frequent than that, because I believe that more of that shit goes on in Hollywood than anywhere else.
Yeah, sure. Powerful. In general, but where powerful people
I think, operating. Like you said, there's also so many things, like just with games or with movies, or, you know, just because someone doesn't like something, they pick it apart and they find a community to help them pick it apart.
Yeah.
And it just spreads like wildfire.
It's a mob, yeah.
Or, you know, like the whole thing with what's-his-face, who was on drugs or something and called in a fake bomb threat to subway. T.J. Miller. He also got canceled for that.
I feel like it was
not deserved. I mean, okay.
He did some rehab. Yeah, he did some shit. I think he even went to jail or at least paid a massive fine.
Yeah, I think he paid a fine.
And he was basically canceled for that.
And the thing is, I feel like in those situations, okay, he clearly needs help. That's the issue. He needs help. He had a drug problem or a drinking problem, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So he should be court ordered to go to rehab, which he might have been. And then that should be it. Then he gets his act together. Because people, like, he's so fucking funny and I think he's so talented. And that happens so often where these really talented people get canceled and never make it back for just a stupid choice they made when they were on drugs or they were, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Especially if nobody really got hurt by that. Yeah. I think that's the main thing. If somebody got hurt by that, it's a different case because, you know, there is emotional trauma, there's maybe physical trauma, but if there is nobody really hurt by it, let's just say, okay, we're stupid. Everybody's the stupid shit. Let's give him the help he needs or they need and then done with it.
If that was like an unknown teenager who did that.
Yeah. Everybody would have gotten that. I mean, it happens all the time.
This one I just think is funny because it's grammatically incorrect and it's ironic. Schooling needs updated.
I mean, yes.
Based on that statement, yes. okay, here's one. Fried pickles should be spears, not chips. And I agree.
I mean, I've never had that, but
you've never had a fried pickle?
No, I've never had a fried pickle. That's fucking American food. Oh, like,
so good.
Oh, let's take a pickle and fry it. What else could we fry? Let's fry it. Let's fry this.
That's actually a thing at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Yeah, I know
every
that.
Every year there's a new thing that they put on a stick.
That's why I'm saying it. But
what are they going to put on a stick this year?
Why would you slice it, though? That makes no sense.
Yeah, people put it in chips because I think they think it's easier. It's finger food then, and you can just grab it. But it should be a spear.
And then you just buy it and dip it, and it makes way more sense.
Way more sense.
There are some funny ones. Dogs are loud, cats are smelly. Buy a fish.
Buy fish?
Buy a fish.
Oh, buy a fish. Dogs are loud, cats are smelly.
Yeah.
Yeah, fish are smelly. Have you ever smelled fish food? It's disgusting.
Especially if you don't clean the
thing
a lot.
I agree that dogs are loud and cats are smelly.
Yeah.
But I still want to have a dog. So, and dogs are smelly too.
They can be smelly, yeah.
April Fool's YouTube videos are almost always very bad.
Yes.
Yes.
And no.
Almost always.
There's some really fun ones.
Yeah, but almost always.
But yeah, almost always, that's true. Yeah. That's a funny one. Receiving gifts as a love language is just well-packaged greed.
Kind of.
I mean, the thing is, if you really take it apart...
If that's your love language, it's a hard one. I understand the love language because you feel appreciated when somebody gives you, something.
I think you have to distinguish. If you like getting something from everybody, it doesn't matter who it is, and you react the same way, then yes.
Or if you expect gifts.
Right. But if it's only like if you receive something from your spouse or your partner or whatever, your loved one, and you really enjoy that because it's that person and they put thought and effort into it, then no.
Yeah.
Because then I don't know. But it's a hard one.
Work friendships are pointless. I disagree.
I wholly disagree because you spend so much time working, and if you don't like the person you're working with,
it makes work miserable.
It makes the thing is you don't have to be friends, obviously, but if you
I mean, it doesn't make work get miserable.
Along.
Work is better if you have good work friendships.
Right, but if you don't get along at all, you don't
it's
even...
It's horrible.
Then work needs to be so fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But that's the problem. Work is not always amazing.
It's not always amazing. And I mean, at my work, if I didn't have Nicole...
Yeah.
I would hate my job, at least there.
Yeah.
I would have a really hard time working there because she makes it so much better. We always made this stressful situations fun, and we were able to laugh even when we were super stressed out. Yeah. And that makes a huge difference. And also, we're still friends. It's not like it became like a real friendship. It's not just like a work relationship.
Yeah. Do you have something else? Otherwise, I would almost say we do one more or two more and then we end it.
I have one more, but I save it for the last one.
Okay, this one, I mean, this is a given. I think it's better for some couples to not have children, or there should be a license for having children. And those two go along, kind of.
That's a hard one. I agree that there are some people who should not have children. I disagree that there should be a license for having children.
No.
Or like a test or something.
The license is bullshit, but...
because then
I believe that some people need children in life to grow and finally... get that life is full of responsibilities, and I think some people finally see that once they have children.
Yes, but I don't believe that that's the solution.
No, that's not the solution. No. But there
or shouldn't be.
Are plenty of people who never should have children, or at least get their life and shit together first before they have a child.
Yep.
Because you don't want to bring a child into a world where,
I agree. This is kind of a funny one to end on.
Yep.
the wording is fantastic. The Paranormal Activity movies are all exceptional films. Exceptional.
The thing is, if you would say the first one.
The first one, when it came out, was an exceptional film.
Yeah.
I will say that. Because it was very original. I mean, sure, it was very much like, you know, found footage-ish style.
I mean, it's basically.
But so it was like very much like Blair Witch Project, where people actually believed this is real. And they did it really well in terms of they, like, even IMDb and like the internet, everybody played along, where it was like the actors didn't really get credit right away. I don't know if you remember that, but in the first film, they didn't instantly get credit for these are the actors in this film. It was these are the people who this affected. This is real.
Yeah.
And they did a really good job with that. That was exceptional.
I mean, I have another one with that one to go along, but
and there are some scenes that I find exceptional in some of the other ones, like in the second or third one, the one in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Where all of a sudden all the drawers open and it's like this, that scene was phenomenal.
Yeah,
it was so well done.
I mean, there's some things. Yeah.
But to say that they're all exceptional films, I think is, it's the word exceptional for me. No. They're fun.
Someone, I asked people on threads what are like unpopular opinions regarding movies. And one person wrote, Interstellar is wildly overrated. It's usually listed as a favorite of people who have never seen a lot of movies. And I wholeheartedly disagree because I've seen a lot of movies. And
really?
And Interstellar is, it's not the deepest movie in sense like the story. It's pretty straightforward in terms of what could have been.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of physical jargon and you know, the real what is it, the relativity theory and stuff like mm-hmm. that. There's a lot of things like that in there, but in the grand scheme of things, it's a very basic story. A hero's journey, essentially. But the movie is great because it's so simple and it tells the story so fucking well of a father fucking needs to leave his family, even though he doesn't want to fucking save his family and the rest of the world.
Yeah.
And that's essentially the story, and it's so fucking well done. And if you don't cry during that movie at least once, you're not a human being. I'm sorry.
Some people don't cry during movies.
Yeah, but sorry, but those scenes. Oh,
I mean, I'm not one of those people. But
just
some
thinking
people don't
about
cry
him
during
leaving the farm the first time, drives away, and he just starts just ugly crying in his car, and you see the kid in the back. And
I don't know if I cried during that movie.
Yeah, you did.
Really?
Yeah, you did. And then the last scene, or one of the last scenes where he meets her again, and she's like, I don't want to, everybody's seen a movie at this point. If you don't, then if you didn't yet. But when he meets her again, she's like in her deathbed, and he's still, you know, almost the same age.
Mm.
Oh, fuck, that breaks my heart. But he did it. And he had she had a family, she had a great life. And he basically did what he wanted to do, sacrificing his time with her by saving her life.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Okay.
Such a great movie.
Well, on that note.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Subscribe. Rate the podcast. Write a theme song. Sing a theme song.
Sing the theme tune.
And head over to our Patreon, which show is still the only Patreon. That's like the best thing to help us out.
Yes.
And
if you come across an episode that you really enjoy or think that somebody else might enjoy, send it to them.
Right.
Because that also helps us.
Right. That's it. Boo-boo.
Watch out for deer.